Jasher, chapter 46. In those days, Joseph was still confined in the prison house in the land of Egypt. At that time, the attendants of Pharaoh were standing before him, the chief of the butlers and the chief of the bakers, which belonged to the king of Egypt. At that time, the attendants of Pharaoh were standing before him, the chief of the butlers and the chief of the bakers, which belonged to the king of Egypt. And the butler took wine and placed it before the king to drink, and the baker placed bread before the king to eat. And the king drank of the wine and ate of the bread, he and his servant and ministers that ate at the king's table. And whilst they were eating and drinking, the butler and the baker remained there. And Pharaoh's ministers found many flies in the wine, which the butler had brought, and stones of nitre were found in the baker's bread. And the captain of the guard placed Joseph as an attendant on Pharaoh's officers. And Pharaoh's officers were in confinement 1 year. And at the end of the year, they both dreamed dreams in one night in the place of confinement where they were. And in the morning, Joseph came to them to attend upon them as usual, and he saw them. And behold, their countenances were dejected and sad. And Joseph asked them, "Why are your countenances sad and dejected this day?" And they said unto him, "We dreamed a dream, and there's no one to interpret it." And Joseph said unto them, "Relate, I pray you, your dream unto me, and God shall give you an answer of peace as you desire." And the butler related his dream unto Joseph. And he said, "I saw in my dream, and behold, a large vine was before me. And upon that vine I saw three branches. And the vine speedily blossomed and reached a great height. And its clusters were ripened and became grapes. And I took the grapes and pressed them in a cup and placed it in Pharaoh's hand, and he drank." And Joseph said unto him, "The three branches that were upon the vine are 3 days. Yet within 3 days the king will order thee to be brought out, and he will restore thee to thy office. And thou shalt give the king his wine to drink as at first when thou wast his butler. But let me find favor in thy sight, that thou shalt remember me to Pharaoh when it will be well with thee, and do kindness unto me, and let me brought forth from this prison, for I was stolen away from the land of Canaan, and was sold for a slave in this place. And also that which was told thee concerning my master's wife is false, for they placed me in this dungeon for naught." And the butler answered Joseph, saying, "If the king deal well with me as at first, as thou hast interpreted to me, I will do all that thou desirest, and get thee brought out of this dungeon." And the baker, seeing that Joseph had accurately interpreted the butler's dream, also approached, and related the whole of his dream to Joseph. And he said unto him, "In my dream I saw, and behold, 3 white baskets upon my head. And I looked, and behold, there were in the uppermost basket all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh. And behold, the birds were eating them from off my head." And Joseph said unto him, "The 3 baskets which thou didst see are 3 days. Yet within 3 days Pharaoh will take off thy head and hang thee upon a tree, and the birds will eat thy flesh from off thee, as thou sawest in thy dream." In those days the queen was about to be delivered, and upon that day she bare a son unto the king of Egypt. And they proclaimed that the king had gotten his firstborn son. And all the people of Egypt, together with the officers and servants of Pharaoh, rejoiced greatly. And upon the 3rd day of his birth, Pharaoh made a feast for his officers and servants, for the hosts of the land of Zoar and of the land of Egypt. And all the people of Egypt and the servants of Pharaoh came to eat and drink with the king at the feast of his son, and to rejoice at the king's rejoicing. and all the officers of the king and his servants were rejoicing at that time for 8 days at the feast. And they made merry with all sorts of musical instruments, with timbrels and with dancers in the king's house for 8 days. And the butler, to whom Joseph had interpreted his dream, forgot Joseph, and he did not mention him to the king as he had promised. For this thing was from the Lord in order to punish Joseph, because he had trusted in man. And Joseph remained after this in the prison house 2 years, until he had completed 12 years.